neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli. Koil neshamote, halel ko halelu ko, koil neshamo, neshamo sheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.
Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gaba Aharon. So Rashi HaKadosh asks, what does it mean, they saw? They should say they heard. So now Rashi HaKadosh explains that when Moshe took his brother Aharon HaKohen up to the mountain, to the Hor HaHar, so when he came back, so Am Yisrael, they were very shocked, they were very surprised. What happened to Aharon? So Moshe said, I'm sorry, my brother had to go to his Olamo. So then they could not believe him, because they said, if Aharon was able, because when he brought Ketoret, he brought incense, at the time that Korach made troubles, he was able to stop Malach HaMavet. So now they said, how could it be? If he's able to stop Malach HaMavet, so Malach HaMavet cannot take his neshama away, right? How could it be? So he didn't trust Moshe. He said, no, you're not telling us the truth. You did something. You're not telling what exactly happened. So now he started praying to Hashem and asking mercy to show these people that he's right. He's not lying. So Hashem showed them the coffin of Aharon. And they said, oh, we're sorry. Now you're right. We're very sorry that you lost your brother and start mourning for Aharon. So now the question is, as you recall, when Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom went to Shamayim, so what happened to Am Yisrael that they worshiped the Egel? Remember the case? Well, how come all of a sudden they worshiped the calf? What happened? What was the story?
They missed time. The return of Moshe Rabbeinu.
No, how did they know that Moshe Rabbeinu Shalom is not alive? How did they know? The Satan showed them the coffin, right? So and then they said, oh, Moshe is not among us anymore, so we have to find a substitute. So, but here, when they saw the coffin of Aharon, should they believe or not? Maybe the Satan is tricking them, no? They should say, oh, we know already what you did to us before. We're not going to believe you. You understand? Yes?
But this time Moshe Rabbeinu is around.
So what does it mean?
He's the leader.
No, no, no. Last time when they saw a coffin, it was just a imagination. He was making it up, Satan, right? He was lying. Moshe was alive, no? So this time, how come they believed? So this time, maybe Moshe did some type of deal with the Malach HaMavet, and then they're faking it. Maybe Aharon was alive still. Maybe here was lying too. How come here they believed Malach HaMavet? How come? Because they knew he lied to them before when he showed the coffin of Moshe. You understand the question? Yes? Avantem? Why this time they trusted that this is true? Understand, but it was the same effect, no? It was different. So they knew this is real. But last time they believed that this is real. But they were wrong. Which one? This one? But last one wasn't. So he was just like doing what do you call it? Some artwork, that's it? An exhibition. So now there's a very, very important foundation in Judaism that you should never forget. So now, last time he tricked them, right? This time he could not trick him. Why? The Satan, this time that he showed them the coffin of Aharon, could not trick him. Why? Because as long as you have the authority among you, he cannot get involved. So now Am Yisrael, at this time that Moshe is around, they know the Satan cannot trick them. The Satan only can trick you when your rabbi is on vacation. But when he is around you, then the Satan cannot come and trick you. So that's why this time they had no doubt that they're not being tricked by the Satan. So the message here is, as long as one designates one special guideline as the authority for himself, he's always safe. But if he shops around to see how he can get away with, then the Satan, Chas v'Shalom, is gonna always trick him. And this is such a powerful point here, that this time they know that he cannot trick them. Why? Because Moshe was present. So when Moshe is there, the Satan, they cannot come and Chas v'Shalom put you in a trap.
Koilani shomote, halel kohaleluko, koilani shomone shomosheli.
You're listening to Radio Kol Hanishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the net at www.ateretisrael.org.